showing how to snatch defeat from a certain playoff victory. Semi-live from Studio A, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Yeah, guy. How you do?
Good.
Good. Me too. It's been a full week. I'm faking it. The Brewers lost in terrible fashion over the weekend, over the last week. They were big ups and big ups. Big up, big down.
Yeah.
They won a game. They lost their opener in ugly fashion, had one bad inning with the bullpen. They were down one game to nothing.
Sure.
I just assumed it was over. I did, like, it. You know, when you play three games in 3 days like that, it's such a roller coaster. And being a Brewers fan, if anybody else out there has watched the Brewers over the last 5 years, you've noticed a couple things. They make the playoffs, and they don't win playoff games. So watching them go down 0-1 against the Mets, I just assumed, like probably a lot of fans out there, this season is done again. Like, we're going to see another game go down, and they're just going to lose, and that's going to be the end of their season, and we'll all say, hey, what a successful season. They made the playoffs. Can't wait till next year when they...
And then they gave you hope.
That next game was so good. I got to see two game-tying home runs by 20-year-old Jackson Churio. One early in the game, in like the third, and then he hit a game-tying home run in the eighth inning. Just a back... They went back-to-back. They tied the game. Like, yep. I was so excited. I was like...
Optimistic.
Because then the next game, Garrett Mitchell hit the go-ahead in the eighth, the same inning. They had two home runs. They were up, and they won a game. They won a playoff game for the first time. I don't have it right in front of me, but I'm pretty sure they're now 1-11, 1-12 in their last 13 playoff games.
Sure.
They just haven't won. It was also during the game they mentioned that it was the first time they were 0-24 in playoff history being losing after the seventh inning. Like, nope. they just don't come back in the playoffs. So, like I said, having watched them since 2000, be good,
sure.
Like 2002,
right.
Every time they make the playoffs, it's just the same thing. But they won. I was so excited. Like, oh, we're doing this thing. We're gonna win.
There's a chance.
They're saying there's a chance, and so I watched the third game, and Tobias Myers, rookie pitcher, pitched really well. Had like 5 shutout innings. Was just locking it down. They go to the bullpen. Bullpen holds it down. They're winning. It was three to nothing maybe. And going into the ninth, they bring in Devin Williams, their best player, their best pitcher, 22 of 23 save opportunities, and he gave up a game-winning
home run,
game-tying go-ahead 3-run home run to Pete Alonso. It was his first career postseason home run, and it was done. Like, it was so deflating. It was to go from so high to so low to so high and then back down to so low again. It really summed up basically what I mean, that was a sport. That's what sports is. Especially being a Brewers fan,
now you know how it feels being a Vikings fan.
I actually thought that too. I thought, like, this is what it is to get your hopes up.
Especially in 98.
Ugh.
Yeah, not that we all remember those.
No, only some of us do. Only a few of us remember the. So it was hard. It was a. I was at work. I swore a lot. I couldn't help myself. I really, really couldn't. It was it for me. Like, I thought we were gonna win. I'm dancing around, getting so excited to come into to watch them win a playoff series. I haven't seen them win a playoff series ever. Maybe once. I think they won one series when they had CC Sabathia, but
sure.
We're talking 20 years ago at
right.
that point. So, yeah, their season is over. They won a whole bunch of games, and it felt good. The whole season felt great. Like, they started out the season, they were like 12-3. They looked like the best team in baseball, and then they played 500 ball for about 125 games after that. They were win two, lose two, win a series, lose a series for basically the entire season. So it doesn't surprise me that it came down to the last inning. It was disappointing that they had to lose because, you know.
Yeah.
But I just want to wrap up because this will be the last time, unless some wild thing happens with the Brewers in the offseason, like a trade or and probably not, right? Like, they're not a trade team. The only off-season news that we're going to talk about is probably going to be losing Willy Adames.
Yeah.
Willy Adames was their home run leader. He hit 32 home runs. He had 112 RBIs, also their RBI leader. Total bases, he was the heart of the lineup. Not a great defensive shortstop,
sure.
But a leader in the clubhouse, a guy you don't have when you're the Brewers. You don't have more than one guy hitting 30 home runs. You don't have more than one guy with 100 RBIs. And he will probably – he priced himself out of the Brewers about two-thirds of the way through the season when he went from hitting 230 up to 250. Somebody's going to offer him 5 years and, I don't know, $150 million, which is significantly more than the Brewers have ever given any player. So Willy Adames is probably gone. Like I said, he was their home run leader and their RBI leader. Willem Contreras had hit 281. There was a certain point in the year where, as a 26-year-old catcher, he looked like a sure all-star, and he made the all-star team this year. He was hitting over 300. I think he got up to 20 home runs.
Yeah.
23, 92 RBIs.
Okay.
Those were their two best players. Bryce Turang was a player to get excited about. He was a former Brewers number one pick many years ago out of high school. He was he's a first-round pick, so you kind of notice him, and then, like in a lot of baseball, he goes away for years. He's in the minors for 3-4 years. You don't see him. He appeared with last year for the Brewers and was the worst hitting. He was the worst hitting player, regular starter, in the entire majors, which is awful. Yeah, in case you're
That's
keeping
– That's tough to do.
That's tough to do, to be the absolute worst. He's always been a good defensive player, but when you were hitting like 201, 190 for the season – doesn't matter if you can steal bases. It doesn't matter if you can play defense. You're hurting your team. This year, he hit right around 260. Well, he was hitting over 300 for a while. He was third in the majors in stolen bases. He had 40, 50? I think he got up to 50 stolen bases almost by the end of the year. And I know we're in a new era of stolen bases. 50. He hit exactly 50.
Okay.
But he also ranked as the best fielding second baseman in baseball.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. You need stuff like that. Jackson Churio. That's for a Brewers fan. I think next year he's going to move beyond Brewers fan to just being like Wisconsin sports star.
Sure.
I think he's going to move from into that Ryan Braun territory. He's not going to hit that Aaron Rodgers territory, but he's going to maybe get to that Jordy Nelson level of fame. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jackson Churio this year was the youngest full-time starter in the majors. He was struggled at first to start the year, as a lot of young guys do, but by the end of the season, he was he ended up 270.
Nice.
20-some home runs, 20-some stolen bases.
So you got hope.
Yeah. Yeah, they look at Sal Frelick hit a postseason home run. He hit two home runs all year. If you remember, they were in back-to-back games. He didn't do any home run hitting for the other 150 games he played.
Yeah.
Hit one in the postseason, but he's a solid, put him in 7 or 8 in the lineup, and, you know, he moved the lineup through. Joey Ortiz gets on base really well. He was part of the Corbin Burns trade.
Okay.
That's the future is bright as far as like position players. They've got young guys coming up. I would expect them to be exactly where they were this year, next year. Next year was supposed to be the year that they make that leap. They kind of got a year ahead of themselves. When you don't have Brandon Woodruff, you don't have Corbin Burns, you're looking at losing some more games. Now they won more games than they have in many, many, many years.
Better coaching?
Yeah, I guess so. To move from Craig Counsell to Craig Counsell's mentor paid off. You know,
yeah.
Baseball is one of those sports where you can get where the old managers are still can do it.
Right.
There's been old managers in their 70s and 80s winning championships. And normally in most other sports, you kind of cap out at a certain point. Your age
seems
and experience.
Like baseball is one of those sports that experience really does help, because you can remember, you know, this play, the number fifth hitter.
Correct.
You know, and bases, whatever, you know.
It's a sport that hasn't changed over the last 30 years.
Right. Other than some rules and stuff, but yeah.
Right. Yep. So you get the old guys, doesn't hurt the team like perhaps it does in other sports. The future is looking up once again for the Brewers. They won 93 games this year.
Yeah.
That's a lot of games. I don't see them winning 100 games.
Yeah.
But they're the best team in their division, once again. I think you'd have to place them amongst the best four or five teams in baseball, let alone in the National League going into next year, because they'll have some more experience. They'll have Christian Yelich back.
They just don't have a budget.
They've never had a budget. Yeah. Yeah. I've grown accustomed to, like I said, losing in the last 2 years, losing as much talent as they have. And like, you know, last year it's Corbin Burns. This year it's going to be Willy Adames. But they're all replaceable. Brandon Woodruff, too. He didn't play at all this year. He hurt his shoulder. He didn't pitch a single inning.
It's not like football where you lose a quarterback. It's hard to replace that.
Correct. Yep, because baseball's got a minor league system where
yeah.
in the minors, you're developing a guy. You're planning for the future.
NFL's got a minor league system. It's called SEC.
Right. Yes. You draft well. Yes. So that was the Brewers' wrap-up, really. I really, really wanted to talk about them winning a playoff series.
Yeah.
The Major League Baseball playoffs have been really, really good. They're always good to watch.
I think this year some of the experts are like, they don't really know what's going to happen.
The Royals and Tigers,
yeah.
Two of the also-rans for quite a number of years, but Midwesternly, they're yeah. really good. The Tigers have really come on in the last two-thirds of the season to play the best. They've been the best team in baseball.
Weren't they the worst?
They were.
Start?
They started out, they were right there with the A's. They were right there with the White Sox for the first couple months of the season. But they have Tarek Skubal, I think is his name. He's their ace pitcher. He's come on, you know, you can ride a horse like that through the playoffs,
sure.
like the Brewers have done, like a lot of teams do. And the Royals look really good also. Okay. They're gonna stretch the Yankees out to five games with a payroll that's about a quarter of what
right.
their entire team makes, what Giancarlo Stanton makes, what Aaron Judge
yeah,
makes.
They
really do. That stat is crazy. Is ridiculous, but yeah, so that's Major League playoffs. I can't get that excited because the Brewers aren't there, the Twins aren't there, Cubs aren't even there. But next week we'll talk a little bit more because they will be into the championship. We'll get into the end of the playoffs. But yep, that's the last we're going to talk about the Brewers.
Unless they make a major thing.
Until they make a major thing till spring. You know, that yeah. runs us into March. So we'll...
It's all right. We got football till then.
Oh, is there football going on?
There was some stuff that happened over the last couple days.
Well, I can tell you where we're at. We're going to start with the Vikings.
Oh.
Tell me about the Vikings this weekend.
They won again.
They won again. Who'd they beat?
The New York Jets.
They fought the Fightin' Rodgers. They beat the Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers did not look good.
No, he did not. He looked like a guy who...
He looked like a 40-year-old kind of washed-up quarterback.
Coming off a major, major injury. Yes, he really, really did.
On a side note, they fired their head coach today.
That's not even hardly a side note, by the way. That's
something was expected.
A direct result. I was watching some of that. Like I was watching the handshake hug that they did at the end of a win, and I've never seen a guy look more disappointed that his head coach tried to give him a hug than Aaron Rodgers looked with Robert Saleh. So it does not surprise me that Aaron Rodgers...
Fired him.
Got a chance to fire a coach, and he did it. His second time that he's gotten to fire
that
a coach.
That was the worst game, I think, that Aaron Rodgers has played in a long...
Yeah.
So Van Ginkel had a pick six off of Rodgers. On a side note, that was the fifth pick six in Rodgers' career.
In his 15-year career as a starter, you'd think you'd have a few more of those, but
no.
I mean, that's how you keep yourself amongst one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
Because Aaron Rodgers is a really, he's a smart guy, too smart sometimes.
Sure.
But he's really smart with the ball. He had three interceptions on Sunday. Which, is that him or is that my Minnesota Vikings defense?
I mean, that was a little – when you fire a coach and when that coach comes out the next day and says, I was going to fire the offensive coordinator, but they got me first, kind of does tell you that it's as much an Aaron Rodgers problem as it is a Joe Douglas, their general manager's problem, as much as it is a compliment to exactly what's going on with the Vikings.
And it's fine because people are still going, I don't believe in the Vikings. Let them not believe because our head coach is like, we don't care.
Good.
He's like – we knew that, we heard all the stuff and said people don't think they're going to do much this year. Well, here we go,
It's not a guarantee that starting out the season 5-0 is going to make you a successful season.
No, but it doesn't hurt.
Nope. It's something like 80% of the teams that start out at that record make the playoffs. The last time the Vikings started out 5-0, you might remember this season.
Nope.
They squared away the last eight games at 3-5. And ended up missing the playoffs. They hit exactly .500 that year after starting out 7-0.
You know what the season was before that they hit 5-0?
That was the almost Super Bowl team, right?
The 98.
Oh, we talked about that. What happened? Can we review? One of these days, we're going to review what happened in that game because I feel like we haven't covered it nearly to
really?
The amount
we're
that
gonna
it deserves.
Really? We're just going to talk about a kicker?
Yeah, I mean, the Packers don't have one. Why not talk about the Vikings?
Yeah,
I did. I watched the Packers squeak away another victory. They don't look like the best team in their division.
No.
They don't look like the second best team in their division.
No.
They're scraping to be the third. They're competing with the Bears at this point for the
Bears are looking better.
The Bears.
I mean, not better, but they're the Bears are improving. Finally,
yeah.
Everybody was. I hate that rookie quarterbacks. Everybody's so judgmental on rookie quarterbacks when they start because they're like, look at that. See,
mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels should have been picked before. But you know it. It takes several games to get that feeling. You just can't out, you know. And by the fifth game, I mean, this past Sunday, he looked like he's going
to
be that franchise
quarterback. I got a chance to watch a good chunk of that game. And, yeah, he looked like he'd been doing this before. He didn't have the rookie jitters. Incredibly athletic. Watching a Bears quarterback be successful is weird.
They're also playing the Panthers, too.
Yeah, it's true. No, the Panthers looked awful. The Panthers look like they might be the worst team in football. They're competing real hard to be the worst team. Anyway. Their tank job had to take an extra year because they made such a terrible trade. It takes an extra year. That was the Vikings. Is there anything else during that game? They won. It was close, right?
Well, we were up 17-0.
Yeah, that's right.
And then Rodgers does what Rodgers does and kind of made a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
It was a close game. It was like 20-23, I think it was, something like that.
Yeah.
Interceptions. I mean, their defense stepped up. I mean, the Jets' defense is not a joke.
Darnold played his worst game.
So far this season.
Yes.
But we still won, which is really encouraging.
Yeah, their running game is
because normally
doing it.
Teams that are not that good would lose those games.
Correct.
You know?
Yep.
So, I mean, the offense kept us in. We lost Aaron Jones before the half.
Mm-hmm.
I think they said he's week to week, so it's nothing IR-ish or anything like that. So, and we have a bye week this week. So
bye week came at the perfect time if you're the Vikings. That, yeah. Yep.
So, no, I mean overall, I mean we fought.
They took a trip to London,
which is not. I can't imagine that being easy.
No.
You know, going across. You know.
Right,
all
you're
that.
Getting back a day late. You're getting there, having to leave a day early. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All that stuff and all the and they had some challenges, but they rose up to it and they came through. I mean. Stephen Gilmore had one of the three interceptions. So
they're playing strangely. They're getting some good years out of a guy like that that I really, really wasn't going to expect Stephen Gilmore to be much.
Yeah. Flores, they've been bringing in smart guys because the defense that Flores is running kind of allows you as a player to just make decisions. Not as a schemed thing, you're going to do this, go do that, mm-hmm. Kind of a thing. And all those players are smart players. I mean, they're not just some dumb football players.
They're
not
just athletes. They are.
They're highly intelligent. I mean, Flores has picked his guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ginkle was with him.
In Miami.
Miami.
Yeah, that's correct.
Stephen Gilmore was with Flores.
In New England.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he knows his guys. He knows what he wants, and he's getting the best out of technically some really ordinary guys,
mm-hmm.
Defense wins championships.
So is there, I mean, you're definitely changing the expectations for what you thought of them at the beginning of the year. Because at the beginning of the year, generally, my cap on them was about 11 wins. I didn't see them getting the opportunity to win 11 games. But if they win 11 games at this point, it's almost a disappointment, right? Like for the next 10 games, if they go .500, they're still going to win 10 games.
Sure.
But it's going to be kind of a disappointing 10 games,
right? And I don't see that happening. The game, though, that I'm going to want to watch and see what happens is after the bye week, they play Detroit.
That's a real game.
Yep, that'll determine who's – because Detroit's ranked right now. I mean, Minnesota's ranked in the top one or two power rankings,
yes,
which is great.
And Detroit's in that 3-5 range.
Yes, yes. So the difference between the two teams is that I think quarterback-wise, they're very equal.
For the
most part. I mean, now at this point,
mm-hmm.
The offenses are pretty equal. I mean,
they are. Detroit's offense has found some real weapons. Yep.
It's the defense. Their secondary is not good.
Yeah, Detroit has the second youngest defense, or the youngest starting defense in the league.
I mean, you got inexperience there.
Yep.
It showed last week.
It did.
So I think it's going to be a good game. It'll be a slobber knocker, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
It'll come down, I think, to the last 2 minutes.
And it's nice to have that 10-day break.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or, however long
actually,
that is.
It'll be, because it's on a Sunday. So it's almost 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's a plenty of time to sort of
rest and kind of just really, and it'll be a good time to really just plan.
Mm-hmm.
Game plan. You could you do that.
You get your health back. You get a way to maybe get Justin Jefferson, you know, force him the ball a little bit more. Help my fantasy team a little bit.
Good. Right. But you get a few extra days that you normally would to plan for a team. So it'll be good. That's all I got for Vikings. Yay. Skol.
We'll talk about the Packers. They're sitting at 3-2.
Yeah. They're still at the bottom of the division, though.
They are. Yeah. But they're 3-2 after, you know, having played two games with a backup quarterback. Sitting at 3-2 does feel good. What doesn't feel good is watching Jordan Love go 15 of 26. 15 of 26 with a pick and a couple sacks.
Should have just taken the safety in that one. Did you see that play?
Yeah.
You know what that looked like? Will Levis.
Yeah, correct. It looked like Jordan Love was not aware of the situation for a guy who's considered the best quarterback that they've seen in a long time.
Considering how much money he's getting.
And all the money and all the things that were moved to make room for Jordan Love. Yeah, he doesn't look great.
Yeah.
At any point this year, he has not looked like the best quarterback on the field during any of these games. He threw a pick. He threw two touchdowns in the second half to bring them back, but he also threw a pick and took a couple sacks that he really didn't need to take.
Right.
Josh Jacobs looks really good. Tucker Kraft looks like a real like a real tight end. Like he those look like weapons out there. Jalen Reed once again. Every time he gets the ball in his hands.
Romeo Doubs?
Romeo Doubs missed himself a game for complaining and then sitting out. And
was that conduct detrimental to the
team? Bold choice, Cotton. See how that works out for him. Like, how do you think that complaining and sitting out of practice, thus getting suspended for a game, is going to help convince the coaches that you should be playing more? That's not great thinking. Mm. Not necessarily. And it didn't hurt him, right? Like, the Packers found a way to win. Their offensive scheme, once again, their offensive scheme is better than most teams in the league. They have a real good understanding of what their offense does and how to move the ball across the field to be able to move it down the field. They do that about as well as anybody else in the league.
Okay. How's their defense?
Yeah. They only gave up 19 points. They've been...
Who'd they play?
They gave the Rams. The Rams are sitting at 1-4. But, you know, the Rams last year were a playoff team. The Rams 2-3 years ago were a Super Bowl team.
Yeah, well, so the Rams last year were also very healthy.
The Rams have a coach. You know, like, the Packers' defense has been pretty good. They gave up 10 points to the Colts, 14 to the Titans. They gave up 31 to the Vikings and then 19 to the Rams. They're playing the Cardinals this week, which actually Cardinals have been my team for years and years. They have an interesting – Kyler Murray's playing well. That'll be a real test for the Packers' defense. Is the Arizona offense. The Arizona offense spreads it out, goes quick, has some real talent in the middle of the field, and Kyler Murray can break down a defense about as well as anybody. That feels like a real test for
Do you think Arizona will go 28-0 up on them?
No. I mean, I'm hoping the Cardinals do win this one. By the way,
you're conflicted.
I'm not real. I'm a sports fan. It goes – Arizona Cardinals, I remember being a kid and thinking Jake Plummer, he's going to be the next Joe Montana, and I was just hooked. Like, from then on, and then I had family out there, so I got into the West Coast teams a little bit.
So Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald was great. Antoine Bolden was fantastic. That Super Bowl Kurt Warner almost won them a Super Bowl. Yeah. So close. James Harrison cost him he ran back at halftime for a touchdown. Yeah, no, as a sports fan, I will root for the Arizona Cardinals, but they are hopeless. They have never, other than that one Super Bowl, they've never had a good team. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a Packers
home game.
Good
this year. What are they? What's their record?
They're 2-3.
Are they?
Yep. They've looked better. They have a brand new coach. Jonathan Gannon is his name.
Yep.
The Packers, their offensive line looks getting better. Their skill position players look really good on offense. And their defense, I said, it's going to fluctuate all year because when you're an aggressive team that plays a lot of man-to-man, sometimes it works and sometimes you give up 31 points to the Vikings. So that's kind of where it's at for the Packers. It was a bad Jordan Love game. So getting the win with a bad Jordan Love game is
just like Sam Darnold.
I mean, it's unfortunate that it feels like you're going to get a lot of those with Jordan Love. You're going to get about 4 or 5 of those a year, which seems like too many. To be really get excited about, you know, like 15 to 26, not a great percentage. You're looking for something like 19 or 20 of 26 to really, like, those are 5 incompletions. And once in a while, when you'll see one of the most of those incompletions are just badly thrown, still has like a badly thrown ball or three game, which you don't see out of, well, you don't see it out of Sam Darnold. You don't see it out of Patrick Mahomes. You don't see it out of Justin Herbert. You don't see it out of the top of the line quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me think maybe Jordan Love is a B plus quarterback and not an A grade quarterback. But
well, he's getting A grade money.
Yes. Until the next guy. You know, like that's the thing. They paid him too much money until the end of this year when three more guys get paid too much money more than him. So he'll be just an accurately paid quarterback. How much time we got?
You got 3 minutes.
3 minutes is it? All right, fine. Anything else happen in your world of sports?
Other than the Jets firing Saleh?
Jets fired Saleh.
Davante Adams wants a trade.
Davante, man, he really... I can't, you know, he's got to be kicking himself for wanting to leave Green Bay so badly.
To go play with David.
To go play with David Carr, to realize David Carr is gone.
And that's not good.
And, yeah, to now want to be traded somewhere else. Apparently, he only wants to play for two quarterbacks since high school, apparently. Like, he wants David Carr and he wants Aaron Rodgers. Those are the only two guys he wants to catch passes from.
See if something happens this week. I don't know. The price tag on it, it's going to be ridiculous. So
I bet not. I bet I don't think they're getting a first round pick anymore for Davante Adams.
No, second, but it's the salary.
Yeah.
It's the backloaded one that on the end of it. That's just
next year he's a $25 million a year wide receiver, and seems like he's on the backside of the curve as far as talent goes.
Anything else in football? I mean, no real shock.
No,
I mean,
there's been some teams that look real bad. The Bengals look real bad.
Yep.
Which
I mean, the offense looked
me.
Really good against the Ravens, though, last week.
Mm-hmm.
It was the defense, which the Bengals just have.
They keep saying over and over that the Bengals just keep starting out slow. Like, that has to be a problem. When you start every year out 1-4, maybe that's a problem.
Yep.
Like, maybe that's an issue you got to fix.
Dallas won.
Yeah, they fixed their stuff.
Commanders
for
are looking
week.
Really good
Commanders
with Jane
Delia. Commanders look like the best team in that division.
Which is not tough.
No, but somebody's got to be the best team in that division.
49ers don't look good.
No. No, they look average.
Yeah.
Turns out their Super Bowl window is this year, and I don't think that's it. I think that's about it. Like they've spent a lot of money in a lot of places.
You can really tell that without McCaffrey, what they're lost.
Correct.
You know. Anything else really football-wise?
No, Drake May, number 3 overall pick, is going to start for the Patriots, but that's not that surprising.
Poor kid.
Yeah. I mean,
they got a really bad offensive
anytime
line.
That you are starting for a 1-4 team with offensive line problems, you've got to assume you're going to be spending a lot of the time running.
Yeah.
Just running away and trying to chuck the ball before you get hurt.
Yep. Other than that, I don't think anything else. Vikings are on a bye week, so I get a break.
Who? What are you going to do on Sunday now? You're just going to yard. It's yard time.
It's
yard season.
I gotta go
it really has.
Parents.
That's almost a sport at this point.
I gotta trim a hedge for my parents.
Yeah, that's a sport. That's a
3-hour deal.
Woofta. So. Yeah, good thing you got Sunday off.
Eat
this
an
week.
A. Yeah. Great. 15 seconds left, man.
Wow. This went quick. We should do this again maybe next week.
Yeah.
Want to thank everybody for tuning in and letting us do this. And everybody, have a really, really great week. See you soon. Bye.